Okay, we're going to pick it up from the bottom of Zion Amud Beis, right at the very end. Omer of Gidol Omer Rav. So then we're going to be discussing the case where a person takes a Shavuah in order to do a mitzvah. So the Gemara now continues now on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Minayin Shnishboyin L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. How do you know? What's the source that you can take a Shavuah in order to do a mitzvah? Shnemar Nishbati V'Kayimo Lishmor Mishpatei Tzidkecho. I took a Shavuah, I've confirmed it, and I'm going to keep your righteous ordinances, your mitzvahs. Someone says, well, how could you do this? One second, how could you take a Shavuah to do a mitzvah? You have to do this already. Gemara asks, v'ho mushpa v'ongmei mehar Sinai hu. You already have a pre-existing on Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satara. We took a Shavuah that we're going to keep all the mitzvahs. So therefore, what's this coming to add? Eloha kamash malon. So the chiddush is the sharei leinev lezaruze anafshe. The person's allowed to be mezaris themselves by taking a shavuah to fulfill it. You know, is it like an added boost? So there's a discussion over here amongst the Rishonim. What would be if the person did this? They took a shavuah in order to do a mitzvah, and then they violated it b'mezid. So would such a person get malchus? Again, they took a shavuah to the mitzvah, and on purpose they didn't keep it. So the Ran learns out a chiddush. The Ran, which seems to be a shita siyochid, an individual opinion, but the Ran says, yeah, you would get malchus. For it was the Ramban, and the majority of Rishonim learn that no, you would not necessarily get malchus for such a thing. There is the prohibition of okay, the Gemara continues. Va'omer of Gidol Amar Rav, Ha'omer Ashkim ve'Eshna Perek Zeh, Eshna Masecht Zu. I'm going to get up early and learn this Perek. I'm going to learn this Masechta. Neder Gadol L'Nadol Akel Yisrael. He took a great neder to Hashem. Hello, one second, we already know Moshe Va'omid, who he already has a Shavuah, he has to learn Torah, so why does this help, right? Ain't Shavuah Chal Shavuah, and the one Shavuah now that you just took to learn, you already have pre-existing Chiyav to learn. So on this, let's see Rambam for a second. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Holacha Ches, the Rambam says, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah. Every Jewish person has to learn, Bein Ani, being Osher, whether he's wealthy or whether he's poor, being Shalim Begufo, being Bal Yisurim, whether he's healthy or he's suffering, being Bocher, being Shehuzok, in Gadol, is young, whether he's an old man, Shtashas Kochor, meaning he doesn't have strength necessarily, Pafilo Hayo Ani, even a poor person, Misparnis Ben Tzedakah, who gets sustained through other people's charity, Machzor Al Pesachim, has to go around collecting, Afilu Bal Isha, even a person who's married, Ubonim, and has kids, Chayiv, nevertheless, a married person with kids, busy time, schedule, still has a Chayiv, Chayiv, he has an obligation to set aside time for learning every day and every night. But there's a general chiv of that, so that the Gemara says already you have an obligation to learn. So what's this coming to add? Also, the Achronim over here question, why did it say both? Ashkim ve'eshna perek zeh, eshna masech dezu. Why did Perek Zeh Masech Tzu? Why did it say this Perek and this Masech? Just said, I want to learn more. I want to learn more than I normally do. So someone learned that no, Masech really means the actual Masech you're learning. But Perek means like a time frame. In other words, I'm going to learn for this period of time. So that's what the actual Shavuah is. It's not just a question of like, I'm learning Mishnah and I'm learning Gemara. No, it's Nichla within that. But it means the Perek Zeh means for this time. Someone says, my Machkama Shalon, right? Afilu Zuzi Ba'alma, right? You're going to tell me it's the same thing we just said beforehand, right? You're just going to be Mizariz yourself. Yeah, Yenachinam, you have a Chiv to learn, but you're going to add more for that. Hinder of Gidold Kamaisa, that's the same thing that Rav Gidol said beforehand. So no, rather, Hakamash Malan, the Chiddush is like this. If a person wanted to, really, he could exempt himself with a very minimum amount. Just a Shema in the morning, a Shema at night, and that's it. So Mishum Hochi, because of this, Chal Shavu Ale, because now he's obligating himself to do more than he was going to do, then that is a good Shavuah. Okay. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, another statement. Ha'oimer lechaber, a person says to his friend, Nashkim v'nishne perek zeh. Let's get up early and learn. So according to some, it would be like, perek here doesn't mean a masech, it would mean that we're going to learn to make a chavrusa before shachris. Hamlon is calling this. So all of lehashkim, he has to be the first to get there, because he was the one who who came up with this idea. Shnemar v'yomre Eli ben Adam kumtze el habiko v'sham adaber osach. Go early into the bika, the plane. I'm going to speak to you. Right? I went there v'etze el habiko. I went there v'hine sham kavod Hashem oimed, and there the kavod, the honor of Hashem was standing there. So since Hashem invited Yechezkel, so Hashem came beforehand. The Ran over here is important thing. It's like seven lines up from the bottom. The Ran's pointing out with the chiddush over here. All of Lahash came, so towards the bottom of that, he says, Kamash Malanami, the all of Lahash came. He has to get up first, like Hashem did for Yechezkel. So that's an important thing just to keep in mind. Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, once remarked, people called a meeting and they weren't the first ones to get there. So he says that's against this Gemara. The Gemara here on Nedarim Chesam and Aleph tells us that if you're the one who calls a meeting, you invite somebody to do something, you need to be the first one to get there. That's a good musr, good thing to take to heart. Okay, continues now the next part of the Gemara. Amr of Yosef in Niduhu Bechalom. A person had a dream where they put him into Nidui. They excommunicate him. So therefore, Tzarech Asara B'nei Adam Lahatilo. He now needs 10 people to take him out of that. Now, who are the 10 people? So Gemara says it's not so fast, not just anybody. Vehu, these people must be the Tanu Hilchasa, people who've learned Halacha. Talmidei Chacham. Aval Masnu V'lo Tanu Lo. But if they just do Mishnah, they don't taught, or they're like Halacha, then no, that's not good enough. V'ileika the Tanu Hilchasa, and if you don't have anybody who've learned Halacha, then a Filu Masnu V'lo Tanu. You could even take this, if you don't, this is Lechatchil, you should get those, but if you can't, then we'll even take people who've learned Mishnayos, but haven't necessarily learned Halacha. Ileika, there's not even 10 people who've learned Mishnah. Leza v'leisei v'parshas drachim. You should go sit at the, by the side of the road, the crossroads. V'yahiv shlomo libei asora. So give shalom. Give peace to 10 people, meaning get them together. Ad de mikle'ei le'i asara de gomri hochasom. Until you can get the 10 people together who have learned, you have to go out and gather them yourself in order to find these people to take them to help you get out of the chirim. So amalei ravin l'ravashi. Yodoman Shamte, if you know in the dream who excommunicated you, Samar Lishre Le, what's the halacha? Can that one person take him out? So Amr Le, Ravashi answered back to him, the Shamute, to take them in, Shavi Shaliach. For that, he may put him into Nidoi. That, okay, fine. That, he made a Shaliach. However, the Mishre Leva, to take him out, Lo Shavi Shaliach. Maybe he was not made a Shaliach for that. So therefore, no, you still have to get the 10 people. You can't just go to the one person who in the dream, did it. So this is an interesting, discussion. So here we see that we take the dreams, very seriously. But the Rishonim already discussed, it seems to be against a different Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe in Daf Lamed, where it talks about over there that a person had the Baal HaChalomos came and tells a person about money that his father had. It tells him exactly where to locate it, in which desk drawer, tells him the exact denomination of bills, tells him where he's going to find it, and he says, oh, and by the way, one more thing, it's Meiser Sheni, meaning you can't use it, it's been designated for Tzedakah. So the guy wakes up from his dream, goes to look in that exact drawer, that exact spot, and sees, yeah, this is exactly the way they, I saw in my dream. So, but the Gemara says there, he's allowed to keep the money himself, he does not have to be concerned that maybe really is Meiser Sheni money, and it's off limits to him. So the commentator is asking, well, what is it? Over here, we're choshesh for what happened in the dream, and now, because you dreamt that you're put into a needle, you have to have somebody, you have to get 10 people, a whole minion. We'll see the halach in a minute that we do this. And yet, what? By Sanhedrin, so then over there, when it was a case where you didn't even know where the money was, the only way you knew it was because of the dream. And the dream tells you it's Meiser. No, nevertheless, you don't have to, you can keep the money and spend it for yourself. So what's the deal? Do we take the dream seriously or not? So the Minchas Asher has a piece where he gives, I think, three different terutzim to this, but basically one of the approaches to reconciling the two Gemaras is that all the dream did was it created a suffix. And now, when I have a suffix, I have to use what my normal rules of sfeikos are. So in this case of our Gemara here in the Darim, so it's a suffix you put into Chirim, Nidui, Shamtui, these are serious things. So if in that case, that's a suffix. It's a suffix Isser, it's a suffix Sakona perhaps. So therefore, you have to take it very seriously. So we go to Chumrah. But by Sanhedrin was a suffix in Mammon. And the rule we know from Bamakama, Machlokes, but it is the we paskin hamoitzim echavero aleph araya. So you have to come and bring me a raya that this money is not really belonging to me; that it's really meiser money. So therefore, in that case, it's a suffix, but the suffix isn't enough to take the money out of the guy's possession. So that's one of the discussions that comes out from our Gemara over here. Okay, continuing now. Omr le Rav Achad Ravashi. Rav Achad Ravashi, Shamte Ushrole Bechelne. If he had a dream, he was put into Cherem, and he was taken out. Shamte the Nidu, he was taken in and out. What's the din? My. So Omr le Kishem She'iyashar Levar below Tevin. Just like it's impossible for any grain to grow without there being a little bit of Tevin, a little bit of straw in there. It's now in Dav Amid Beis. Kach Iyashar Lechalom below Devarim Betelim. So too, it's impossible to have any dream without Devarim Batalim, and therefore it's possible that the excommunication was real, but the Heter was not. So therefore you still have to get this Shamtui taken off by 10 people. Even if you dreamt it, you got both in and out. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Simin Shin Lamed Daud, Sif Lamed He. Niduhu Bechalom Havi Nidui. If you were put into a... in your dream, you're put into nidui, you have to get taken out. And even if they took you out in the dream, this argument said, ainakum, doesn't matter. And we saw that earlier also, that if even you see the person who, they're the ones who put you in the dream, maybe they only shliach to get you in, but not to get you out. You have to get 10 people, shoshonim, hilchus. If you couldn't find 10 people in halachos, you have to find ad parsa. You have to go up to the distance of a parsa. Lo matza. If you couldn't, matir lo afilu asar shishonim mishnah v'lo matza v'lo mishnah. Come right. So if you can't get that, at least you can get 10 people who learn mishnah. Lo matza. If you can't find that, matir lo afilu asara. When 10 people shiyodim likrois b'torah, they know how to read. Chumash, fine. Lo motz, if you can't get that, matirin lo, afilu asar she'enim yodim likrois. If you can get 10 people who don't know how to learn, to read. Lo motz, b'makomo, and you can't find your place 10 people who know at least how to read. Chumash, asar matirin lo, afilu shlosha. You can get with even 3, and then the Ramah adds, yeshomrim de'ein lo hator rak alidei asar she'shanu halachos o mishnayis. Bring some tosos like that. Mihu sagi im yatiru lo b'zeh acher zeh. So that is the halacha that emerges from this daf, this amud, I should say. This brings us now to the top of Ches Amud Beis. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up there on line 2 with Ravina Havilah. Okay, that's it.